Yeah, it's a minus a million here, and it's snowing. And yeah, Serge Ibaka just tweeted out a video of him like taking a 2-minute walk
in the
blizzard.
He shared. He's supposed to keep the secret, Serge.
But we feel great. All right, so let's start with Anthony Davis because we just finished the last segment talking about it. And yeah, you're going to have to give up significant assets, which means OG and Pascal. Plus, is that enough to get you into the room with the Pelicans on Davis?
I mean, that's definitely it's a good start. I think any package for Anthony Davis is going to have to include multiple first-round picks because basically you're taking the center of their universe and you're asking them to start over. And while those two young players are great building blocks, you're going to need some first-round picks to throw out there too as well. And so the question you got to ask yourself is that better than what the other teams can offer? I think if the other teams are the Lakers, yes, that is a very competitive offer. But if the other teams are the Boston Celtics, then I don't think it's the most competitive offer, which is what makes this whole Anthony Davis thing so interesting, is that right now there are a bunch of teams that have an opportunity to get in and be aggressive, because if they wait till July 1, then there's a bigger, badder offer on the block.
Do you think anyone, though, has an offer that could make the Pelicans decide to push this into this season? Because it's really hard for me to see how there's any downside to letting this. Who cares if it gets ugly with Davis? He's already told you that he's not resigning here. Like, it
send
can't get
home.
Much worse. Yeah, like, wait until the offseason, and you at least have to hear what the Celtics have to offer before making any trade, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's the prevailing conventional wisdom, is the idea that, like, usually when you have a superstar who desires a trade, the longer you wait, the worse the deals get, right? So that's what we saw with Jimmy Butler in Minnesota. When he announced that he wanted to get traded, through the first 48 hours, they had really good offers. And then they played this game, we're not going to trade him. And by the end of it, they walked away with no picks and basically Covington and Sarge were nice players, but that's about it. The thing that makes this different is there is one suitor, the best suitor, is not allowed to participate right now. So waiting does not hurt the Pelicans, quite the opposite. Waiting means there's going to be another suitor who's added later, and they've got all the goods. Now, the contrast to that is the guys who are in it now know the Celtics are coming, so that might make them be more aggressive and throw in more than probably they would have in an open market kind of situation. So it's almost like a bird in the hand versus two in the bush. Do I want to get a great deal right now, or do I want the home run deal that comes in July?
Yeah, I think if you're talking about Anthony Davis, it's got to be a home run, especially in a market like New Orleans. It's really tough to imagine, you know. That's why, as much as I love Raptors fans being optimistic about something like this or trying to get in this season with stuff like Pascal Siakam and OG and future first, it's like you can't trade a future Hall of Famer of this caliber for building blocks or nice pieces that fit around a superstar. I think you got to get somebody that at least you can sell to your franchise. And what's so interesting about this to me is the timing of it, because Anthony Davis and his people know about the Celtics situation, and they know that by putting this out there, that it doesn't mean a trade to Boston in season. It would be, to me, this kind of reeks of he really wants to go to Los Angeles, and this is his best chance to get there.
It's true. The flip side of that is, according to Mark Stein, at least, they did not provide the Pelicans with a list of teams where this is where he must go. They just said, hey, we're open anywhere, you just don't want to be here. And so it would seem to me that if you're going to do that, then you would have just said the whole kit and caboodle. I want to go to the Lakers, send me to the Lakers. But he didn't say that. And so at least for the time being, we have to operate under the assumption that he's open to going other places.
Is there a possibility, though, that he wouldn't do that because of potential tampering? Because I got to think that the league has already looked at this and said, okay, you're a clutch client. You and LeBron are meeting. LeBron's talking in code about adding another great player. That if all of a sudden he submitted a list where, hey, it's Lakers or nobody, that all of a sudden there's going to be some full-scale investigation into, all right, we need LeBron James to give us his cell phone. Like, we need to know exactly what's happening here. And we might block the Lakers from getting him.
Well, see, that's the beautiful part about tampering rules, that players are not subject to them. So LeBron James is like, here's my cell phone. Yeah. Read it. Read all the text. Oh, wow.
Until he has one from Magic that's like, go meet him for dinner and tell him to come to
this. Yeah. That's the one you can't have. Yeah. But again, it's LeBron. Did you really need Magic to text him and tell him to go try to get Anthony Davis? It's kind of, it's a no-brainer. So that whatever investigation, as long as the Lakers as an organization didn't have anything to do with it, there's no tampering. Mm. LeBron can literally go buy billboards around the Smoothie King Center, whatever the hell their arena is called down in New Orleans, that says, Anthony Davis, forget all these clowns. Come join me in L.A.
Why wouldn't he?
There's nothing wrong with it.
That's a great idea. You should get in on his team. Like, that's a good one.
There you go.
is there anything to stop the Boston Celtics and New Orleans Pelicans from negotiating right now about a future trade that happens on July 1st when, yes, they're not subject to this Kyrie Irving and Anthony Davis deal, having them on the same team? Like, they can talk about the potential trade they're going to do in the summer right now, right?
Absolutely. Let me tell you a fun story about a potential trade discussed months in advance. I was with the Phoenix Suns in 2009, and the Golden State Warriors were very interested in Amar'e Stoudemire. Because of the way that the salaries that matched up and everything, they couldn't do it until after July 1. And then we haggled and haggled, and we finally ended on an asking price of, they were going to give us Andres Biedrins and Brandon Wright and all the players they didn't want and their first-round pick. And that first round pick in 2009 turned out to be Steph Curry. So on draft day, we thought we got Steph Curry. We were like, oh my God, this is the guy we had number one on our board. And we were so sold on it. We're like, oh, we've got our next franchise player who's going to take over after Steve Nash. And then shortly thereafter, we discovered the Warriors like, I'll take a thought that deal. No good. And that's the risk. They can negotiate and come to terms and say, guys, we got it. As soon as we're able to do it, we'll do it. But something can happen, and the Celtics are like, I'll take a thought, no. Ugh. And then you're caught with the bag in your hand. And that's why I said, do you do a great deal now, or do you wait for the home run deal? There's a risk associated with waiting for that home run deal.
Yeah, but those other teams are still involved. Like, they're maybe not paying as much a price, especially if the Celtics are like, oh, yeah, that deal we talked about, we're not doing anymore, but he's still under contract for another year. So those teams are still bidding on him, right?
Yes, they are. But once they realize that the Celtics are not in the sweepstakes anymore, then the bubble burst. It won't go down to nothing. Obviously, Anthony Davis is still in demand, but it won't be quite as high. You see what I'm saying? Like, the deal that they'd be getting now and the deal with the Celtics would both be much better than a deal in a world where the Celtics say we're out.
Yeah.
Are you giving up Brown or Tatum or both? Like, what if it comes down to Brown and Tatum?
This game is built on superstars. Well, I like Brown. I like Tatum. They look like they're going to be fine young players, maybe even all-stars. Jason Tatum might even lead the league in scoring one day. That's all nice. You got an opportunity now to build a championship team with superstars in Davis and Kyrie Irving. You got to go for that.
Okay, last one before we let you go. I mean, Supermax deal was supposed to keep these superstars in their cities with their franchises, but it seems like it's not working.
Yeah, I mean, I think the moral of the story is you want to keep your superstar here, build a good team, win games, manage your team correctly. Because in every one of these situations where the guy left, it's been mismanaged one way or another. Now, Anthony Davis, from my perspective, he is the first player to say thanks but no thanks on that Supermax. Everyone else has either not been offered or not been eligible. So this is the first time we had a guy who was eligible, who was clearly, as soon as we're able to offer, we're going to offer it. And he said, guys, don't even worry about it. So it still hasn't failed yet in that context. But overall, yeah, nothing can overcome mismanagement. There's the only, like, not no amount of money, no amount of years on the contract, none of it can counteract you didn't do the right thing by managing this team.
Also, climate. Nothing can override climate. And minus 16 with the blizzard. There's nothing we can do.
Don't tell anyone we told you about the weather thing. Just keep it to yourself.
I'm telling you, I have this in my imagination where, like, the Raptors have hired a crew of people to just make sure it's always sunny around Kawhi's apartment. Yeah. They have, like, a heat bubble around him at all times. Nelson the Slow on the sidewalk. He's wearing shorts and a tank top on his way to practice.
Yeah.
Where the rest of the whole city is under snow.
I'd be fine with that.
You're right. We should have Truman showed this. And just really all
put him in one of those
together.
Big, like, hamster balls or something.
Yeah. And made it work. Oh, that's on us. You know what? That's on us.
Amin, appreciate the time. Thanks for doing this.
This is great, man. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, guys. Take it easy.